In today's episode of Human Connection, I talk with Ramona from Romania about her journey of finding meditation, her experience of living in a meditation community for 8 years, and then leaving to travel and explore a bunch of different adventures all around the world. I also wanted to very quickly mention that I'm trying to start a brand new online community where people can interact with each other, support each other, learn from each other. And honestly, my life is a bit of a mess right now, and yeah, it's not easy to always have to figure it out on your own. But that's why I wanted to create a place where people can come together, support each other, and help each other grow. And check it out at humanconnection.community. Now, onto the episode. Yeah, you mentioned a lot of different things, like meditation, traveling, living in a community. I'm not sure if there's one specific topic you would like to start with.
I think I can cover all of them in a short time.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Can I call it unique? I didn't find a lot of people that left the city to go live in a community in their 20s or something.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah, so I had, I think, maybe different views of life than most of the people I was surrounded by. I was born in the city. I lived in the city, a big city considered, it's considered the big city in Romania, not the capital, but still one of the 4 or 5 biggest cities in the country. Usually people go to school, they do college, master's degrees, everything, they get work and continue their lives from there, which is, it's good. It's the normal, it's a common way to do things. I was more always interesting in, I had maybe views about myself. I didn't understand myself, or I thought that there was something wrong with me. And my search was always in different areas, I think, about life. For example, I wanted to have, when I was in my 20s, when I was 20 or something, so I was going out, I was partying, I had a job, I was making a lot of money from the standards of a 20-year-old. It was a lot. And I was like, okay, this is fun, this is good, but is this all? I felt that something was missing, something inside, So I thought, okay, maybe I can try some yoga, meditation technique. I had absolutely nothing to do with it. It just came to mind. I heard about this meditation. I mean, I went to a seminar about a person talking about this specific meditation. I think I spent 1 hour there, and all that I remembered when I got out was that was meditation, mountains, silence. And for me, that was enough. I said, okay, that's what I wanted. So I went and I did this meditation, and I found it really helpful. And I continued practicing it for a few years. And then when I was 24, I left the city to live in a community that was actually doing this. So there was this community that grew around this meditation center, and I lived there for 8 years, I think. We were mostly self-sustainable. We're growing our own vegetables. We had some goats that we got milk from. We made cheese. So we were very self-sufficient, sort of say. And yeah, I think I know I had a good life there, and I learned a lot of things, mostly I think about myself. And the meditation helped a lot. And there were a lot of people from all over the world coming to meditate, to learn from us, to stay with us, coming and going. So I had a lot of interaction with people from so many countries. As I said, I lived there for 8 years. I was almost 6 of them, I was in a relationship with someone. That didn't work out. And it was kind of, it really got to me in a way. I was honestly devastated for a while, but, and it was interesting that that's where I saw my all the practice that I did and how it helped me. Like, instead of going into this desperation mode and becoming like, I was really anxious before, and I didn't cope well with strong emotions, let's say, such as this. I was able to see this from a different perspective. Like, normally I would have stressed, I would have become anxious, desperate, all sorts of these things. But at that point, I had this realization that the only way to get over it is to go through it and just let all those emotions be there, not fight them, not act on them, on all the reactions that I had. So that was a good starting point for me to when I really started to change some of my things, you know, to see things differently. I don't know if you can understand. Like, for me, looking back in my life, I have a really clear picture of how I was before and how I changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped me, see things differently and react differently to things. And actually, I think the better word for it is not to react impulsively, because that was my usual response.
And do you feel like with the meditation that kind of like slowly changed over time, or do you for yourself really see indeed some kind of moment where something changed in yourself, or was it just more like a gradual change?
I would say it was a slow, gradual change that I cannot find a moment where I can pinpoint, yeah, that's where it happened, something changed. Mm-hmm. So just the continuous practice of it, the practice is mostly observation. You just observe and accept. That's all there is about it. Mm-hmm. It's not a secret. A lot of people mention it. Observe, accept, don't react. And through this observation, at least how it happened to me, by observing everything, I managed to be aware of my own patterns and of the way I react to things. And when I became aware of them, I guess I still cannot find a good explanation with it. But I know that what happened is that I became aware, more aware as I observe things. And then when a situation that would normally trigger me and make me react with impulsivity, at this time I was able to see it, acknowledge it, and see the way I react, and the usual way in which I would react would be in a way that would, make things worse, you know, like putting wood on fire. We have this thing.
Yeah.
I guess I just learned that not fighting things that I don't like, you know, life is a series of things that we don't like, that happen to us, and things that we like and don't happen to us. And that's where we react a lot. We want things that don't always come and we're upset about them. And we don't want things that sometimes they come and we react towards those as well. Mm-hmm. And that's how we multiply our own, misery, our own, by just reacting. So when I stopped to react into those feelings and just accept them and didn't see them as like the end of the world, you know, like when something bad happens, we have this tendency to think that this is it. It's done. Like, for example, relationships is the best way because we tend to get involved in them. We sometimes think that, you know, this idea of thinking we found the one and we cling to it. And there are so many things that happen. And when this is my example, because I've lived through this in a strong way. we tend to think that if it's over, like the whole life is over. But that's just because our whole, in my example, my whole life revolved around him. And but it's not necessarily like that. And I don't know. I just the simple fact that I let myself go through it, not react, not fight it, in a calm way, in a peaceful way, not push. Not push things, not try to hold on, just leave things as they are and just continue with my life, you know? That was helpful. And I continued with my meditation, with the things I was doing there. Everything was good. After some time, a year, I think, a year after the relationship ended, the main person who was taking care of the center and who was teaching meditation and everything, he died, which again shook me a little bit, but it took me a while to realize it. Like in the beginning, I still, like everything he taught me, I felt he was still there in a way, you know? But physically, he wasn't, and I could see that after a while. I don't know, at one point, I think this was before he died, I decided that I want to, I don't know, go see a different country to travel. Like, all the people that came there from different countries, like, really inspired me to see things. Actually, it was a guy who came there. He was a little bit lost, but he was a really nice guy, and we got along really well. And he told me, why don't you travel? In my mind, I was like, no, I'm not going to travel ever. I'm going to live here forever because it's the best place on earth and so on. But the way he said it actually sounded in a way to me. I was like, why don't I travel? I could just go and see how things are somewhere else, you know, to like just, I don't know, change the scenery a bit. Yeah, I heard about everybody who came there. I don't know. Have you heard about Workaway?
Yeah, I vaguely heard about it, but yeah, please tell me more.
It's this volunteering platform. It's online that me as a volunteer, I can make a profile and write about myself and what I want, what I know, the skills that I have, what I'm willing to offer and so on. And there's the host who writes about themselves, where they are, what kind of help do they need? What kind of skills do they need? And we write to each other. And if we get along, we have a match. It's perfect. Yeah, and usually through this platform, you get accommodation and free meals a day for 5 hours of work for 5 days a week, something like that.
Yeah.
Which for me sounded good. It was really good. So I first went, I think my first choice was Portugal. And I went there. And I really liked it. I got along really well with the people there. It was like, I didn't think about it too much. But looking back, I stayed like 8 years in the mountains. somewhat isolated, but not completely isolated because a lot of people came there. But I didn't go out much. Like, I think I visited my family once a year. And my partner's family once a year, something like that. So
yeah,
we went out twice a year.
I guess until then, you've mostly also been within Romania, right?
Sorry?
Until you left the community, you've mostly been living within Romania and not traveled so much. Yeah.
Yes, yes. All those 8 years I was living in Romania. I used to go travel. I went traveling around, like vacations. I took vacations around Europe before I lived in the community when I was staying in the city and working. But those 8 years from 24 to 32, I just stayed there. I was happy in the mountains with the goats outside, everything. I liked the life. And it's a beautiful place. So a lot of people coming there, they were like mesmerized. Like, for example, this guy that I became friends with, and he inspired me to start to travel. He's from Tahiti. Tahiti is this tropical island in the middle of the ocean. It looks amazing, amazing. And he was like mesmerized about our mountains. And I was like, come on, dude, you come from this tropical place. But he liked the mountains there.
Yeah.
More than he like that tropical island where uh-huh. he came from.
Yeah, he's so used to seeing the ocean maybe every day or every week that he's like finally something different.
Yeah, so I went to Portugal and I really liked it. I stayed there for 1 month. I got close to the hosts. I was staying there. We actually became friends. I still talk to the woman today. I don't know. I think it was 3 years ago I started. Yeah. We still talk today. We're friends. Everything is fine. When I left Portugal, I thought, I would like to go and see Norway in the winter. Mm. I wanted to see the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
And I continued with Workaway and I started to write to other hosts, trying to find something. Eventually, I didn't find what I wanted, but someone reached out to me. First, I said no, but then I was like, wait, I really want to go to Norway. And this is more important than me having... I mean, I wanted something out of the ordinary, like reindeer sledding, dog sledding, something unique, mm-hmm. you know? I didn't want just to go to Norway and do whatever. I wanted something unique. And all the hosts that I was writing to either didn't answer or they said no. And there was this woman who wrote to me and she said she needed someone to help her around the house with the kids. And I was like, yeah, I'm good with kids. I like them, but I want something better. So I first said no, but then I was like, wait, I really want to go to Norway. And this is more important than me having, I don't know what kind of crazy experience. So I wrote her back and I said I would like to come. She was happy about it. I was happy about it. Turns out when I got there, they were this really cool Sami family. Mm. Sami people are indigenous people,
yeah.
Like old nomadic tribes that would go around with reindeers and everything. And there was this family, they did have 3 kids and I helped them around the house with the kids, but they also had a herd of reindeers.
Mm. Wow.
they don't say the number, but it was a really big number of reindeers. Mm. Like, I don't know, a big number. So I got in my reindeer experience and everything. After that, I stayed there for 1 month. And then I was supposed to go somewhere else. And I found another family, another Sami family. They had sled dogs. And I went there and I helped them around with their sled dogs and around the house. And I got to go out with, I got to do dog sledding almost every day for 2 months. Which was really cool. So I ended up having more than I even dreamed about, you know. And it all came from this, I wanted to have, like, good experiences, but I was also kind of naive in my thoughts about it.
Mm.
But it worked out. And I guess these experiences like helped me get more like trust the process and how do you call it? Become more brave, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I started I had more ideas. Like after that, a few months later, I went back to Portugal. I stayed for 3 months there. And while I was there, I thought, okay, this time I want to go to Tahiti. I want to see where the guy who was mesmerized about my mountains, where he comes from.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see the island. And I was talking to him in the meantime. He was in Europe, but I wanted to do something else. Yeah, I got braver in my search. So I checked out, I thought that it was kind of difficult to get to Tahiti from the first try. So I said, maybe I could go to New Zealand. It's the closest country to French Polynesia,
mm-hmm.
whatever. So again, through Workaway, I found a host. She was a really nice woman. She really, I really wanted to go there. She really wanted me to come. It worked out. I got a one-way ticket to New Zealand. I stayed there for 3 months with this woman. They had a farm. They had a cafe. They were staying in this really cool place on a peninsula with mountains and trees and wild things and ocean, like there was everything within reach.
Yeah.
and even a small meditation center over there, which I went to, and I traveled to every day. I went there every day to meditate. And I became friends with the head nun there. And it turned out that the head nun had a friend in Tahiti, in French Polynesia, and asked, does she need a volunteer or something? I said, I don't know, you get her contact and write to her. So I wrote to her, and a few months later, I was in Tahiti completely. I don't know how things worked out, you know, like, I'm still, I was always grateful, and I am today, and I will always be, but it's interesting how things work. I guess this was a very subtle lesson that I learned. I remember one thing when my previous relationship, the 6-year relationship ended, like there was a friend who told me that, don't worry about it. Every time when God takes something away from you, you'll receive something better in return, which sounds good, but I was just devastated. And for me, it just didn't matter anything. But looking back, I guess that a lesson that I learned is, if you don't see endings as the end of the world, and if you just continue on your way, it's difficult to trust yourself, you know, or love yourself or whatever in those moments when you're devastated because of, I don't know, anything can happen. It's not just relationships. Like, there are a lot of things that can happen to us and devastate us in a way in which it's hard to trust ourselves. It's hard to trust life. It's hard to trust God, it's hard to trust other people. It's just hard to trust, you know? But if you can just find the lesson that I learned, if you can just find, I don't know, just keep going, you know, with that pain, just, you have to live with it. You cannot push it away. It's still there. Just live with it, accept it, go on your way, slowly start to trust as much as you can. If you still have a grain of trust there, that's always good. I mean, you know, it's helpful to see that, yeah, I'm hurting now, but, and it's difficult now, but it's not going to be like this always, you know, like things always change. They always can be, they're always changing. It's just that, It's helpful for us if we can accept the change and, as I said, trust a little bit. It's always helpful to have a little bit of trust, you know, that's a little bit of faith in whatever you can. If you have faith in God, have faith in God. If you have faith in nature, in the universe, in yourself, and whatever, that little grain of faith can be really helpful. If you can make it grow a little bit, just a little bit, I would say that's helpful. At least in my case, that those were really helpful. The process was really difficult. And even when I had like the greatest experiences ever, I still find within myself, I don't know, all sorts of situations that I didn't like. Like, for example, when I stayed in the tropical island for 4 months, which was amazing. I had my own big room. I was eating bananas and tropical fruits. Some of them I didn't even know the name of. At one point, things still got to me, you know, like I was like, okay, this is amazing, but I don't have a lot of contact with people. I don't do a lot of things. And again, things started to get to me. But, and what I did there was I tried to, okay, I'm not feeling good right now. Maybe I need to go out, do something. So I went on some hikes. I met other people through Workaway. Let's talk, like, let's do something, you know, like, I continued with my meditation and all of this, everything that I did, even when I left, And when I left to Norway, when I left on my big trip, like I took a one-way ticket to New Zealand, and I came back after 1 year and a half, almost 2 years. Mm. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't have a plan. I just knew I wanted to reach Tahiti at one point, and I reached that after 3 months. And I was like, okay, that was fast. Yeah. And then I went to Asia, and I went to a lot of countries, and I meditated, and I switched between meditation and volunteering. Like, this is all I did in 1 year and a half. And always my purpose was to go deeper within myself, understand see myself better and understand myself better. And I don't know, I think this is something that always interested me in, was knowing myself better and understanding myself and other people better as well, you know? Mm. That was always my search. It still is today, trying to understand myself better, see myself better, being honest, accountable about my own actions and my own participation in everything, because everything that goes wrong or they go in a way that I don't like, I was involved in all of them with my reactions, with my expectations. And that's where I'm accountable for everything, you know, with for example, my expectations towards things, how I expect things to be and they're not like that and I don't like it. Or
is that something also that meditation taught you to then, to be accountable for?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not sure if anyone, that's something I got to at one point within my meditation. Yeah, I guess all this observing, becoming aware. I became aware of things within myself that I also didn't like, but that's important to become aware of them, because that's where you can change the habits and that's how you can change your life eventually, I would say. I don't know, does what I say make sense?
It does make sense, yeah. It's like...
I think it... Yeah. Say, sorry.
You know, as someone I only very, very recently got into meditation, right? So I don't really know anything about it. So it's also difficult for me to, of course, know the experience you went through. I think you're describing it really well, but you know, I haven't lived your story, so I don't always, of course, know the details of your experience.
Yeah, I get it. Can I ask what do you practice or how do you practice?
So it's like via Sam Harris. I don't know if you heard about him or
what.
It's a guy called Sam Harris.
Yes, I never heard his name.
No, he's just I don't know. He's pretty popular, and he has this app about mindfulness and meditation and how to get into it and different techniques, and I just recently started following that, just similar, I think, to what you mentioned with just kind of sitting with yourself and paying attention to your thoughts, the breath, the sounds. But yeah, I'm still at a point where I'm like, wait, what exactly am I doing?
I can relate to that. Like, even after so many years, sometimes I think I'm asking, is this working?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a way things changed, in a way things, I still see reactions that I had before. Like, I'm not a completely different person, like completely changed, you know, like it's just, I think the way I see things have changed, and maybe I would say I have more self-control than I did before. Not in a way in which I'm withholding things, but in a way in which they don't affect me that much, or I don't see the point in trying to fight or win an argument, you know, those kinds of things. I just don't see the point in them anymore.
Yeah.
I am at a point where I prefer like a genuine, honest conversation, which might not be comfortable, than, I don't know, fights about who's right or something like that. It's just not interested in it anymore.
Yeah, and I guess it takes, for most people, it takes quite a long time because indeed, like, for me, it's very difficult to kind of take the calmness you feel from sitting down and meditating to take that to the rest of the day. I kind of like, it's still like, oh, this is my moment of meditation, and the rest of the day I'm just like running around being chased by my thoughts. And indeed, as you said, like, I feel grumpy and I lash out at someone and I say something I shouldn't have said. And
yeah, well, I guess those are habits that that all of us have. And, you know, habits grow in a lot of time in a whole life. Like, I'm like 37 now, and there's a lot of habits that I gathered in these years, and they're not going to go away because I did start to meditate like a lot of years ago, 17 years ago, but how much did I meditate? I didn't meditate as much as I wasn't aware within, how can I say, like all the time. I would practice it, and that practice helped, but it's a lifetime of work of being aware as much as possible. And you see, eventually you see at one point you can... Because that's what happens to me as well, and used to happen. Like, I would sit and it was like, yeah, I could live like this forever. But at one point, you do have to get up. Mm-hmm. You do have to go out there and face the world. Uh-huh. And yeah, things will come that we don't like. But I don't know. One trick that helped me, and it started to become more natural as I practiced it, being in situations that I don't like, you can take a moment before reacting and just check your breath, because usually the breath is the first one that changes when you get angry. You know, it like gets more heavy. Mm-hmm. And then in my case, for example, I feel, I don't know, in my chest area, a lot of things building up. You know, just being aware of them is like, a little alarm that can go off. Hey, you're gonna go off soon. And if you're able to see it, you don't necessarily need to stop yourself at that point. So I would say the best thing is to find balance, because I saw this within myself. It's a thin line between not reacting and accepting that and holding it inside. Holding it inside is not what we want. We want to, I don't know, be at peace with things rather than...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't push it. Push it away, or don't push it down.
I guess it's things that... And it's subjective, and each person has their own journey. This is my own experience. And you have your own experience, and each person has their own experience. I guess this becoming aware is just helpful to see our own patterns. And once we are able to see them, I think that's where we can change them as well. My take on this.
Yeah. And where do you currently... find yourself in your travels? Are you still traveling a lot, or are you settling down more recently?
No, I actually decided at one point within my travels, like I after New Zealand and Tahiti, which I spent like a lot of time there, like 3 months in New Zealand, 4 in Tahiti, then again in New Zealand. I went to Asia and I changed countries, like 1 month I would stay somewhere, then 2 months or something. I went through 7-8 countries in Asia. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, I had this, I don't know, realization that Yeah, this is fun. I could go on for a while, but I don't know. Maybe I would like to change something like work, try a more stable life. And I thought that maybe it would be a good idea to come and be close to my family. Like, my parents are getting old. My brother has two girls. One of them was born when I was in my travels. And I thought that I would like to be part of their lives. And at the same time, try to have a more stable life. Like, it was easy for me to travel and live like that. But I know, I guess I always change things, trying to put myself in different situations. And all of these situations help me see myself better, you know? Like, I put myself in different environments. Traveling helped me become... people call it brave. I don't know. Maybe it's brave. I went to a lot of countries, I traveled by myself everywhere I went to, and I guess this helped me to, I don't know, see myself in different environments that are outside of my comfort zone now, outside of what I know. So that helped me see myself in a certain way. And then it wasn't easy coming back to my home city. Like, I left it, more than 11 years ago. But I thought it would be a good experience to have. Like, pushing things away are not the answer, you know? I got to this point, this idea also. So right now I'm in Romania. I have a stable job, and I'm working on myself. I'm trying to develop new skills. I'm currently trying to do a design course, which kind of gets to me because I'm not that creative and it's not easy, but I still don't want to give it up. I don't know. Yeah. So I know life is always changing. We always have the possibility to change something, to try something new. It's about deciding on something and, keep going. Have a discipline, I would say, you know, in something new that you're trying. You have to keep it, like you with your podcast. How did you get to do your podcast? How did you start and why?
So I work at a university as an academic advisor.
That's cool.
It's basically just like talking with students about like helping them plan their studies or helping them if they have personal circumstances or things are just happening that they are way behind on their studies and figuring out what's going on. But I mean, that's what I like the most, but it's also a lot of kind of like emails and administrative stuff and like things I found more boring. So I wanted to try and do something where the kind of like the one-on-one conversation, the personal conversation would be more central. And also in a conversation with students, a topic that came up again and again is kind of like a lack of community, loneliness, maybe not having so many people in their life to talk about personal topics. So I just kind of wanted to create something where anyone can kind of call in and talk about their life or whatever's on their mind. And I only recently started, but I think it's I've been really enjoying it so far, and also a little bit surprised with such like vulnerable and personal things that people are, sometimes sharing with me.
That's nice.
Yeah. No, indeed, it's been great so far, and it's also really interesting to hear your story, because I think, as you mentioned, it takes a lot of courage and a lot of bravery to be 20 years old and maybe see your peers going kind of the conventional path of you know, getting a diploma or learning a trade, and you were like, no, I want something else. And you found meditation and you found the meditation center. And then, as you mentioned, it's so beautiful there and so many lovely people you met, and you could have stayed there forever, but then you were like, no, now I'm ready for something else. And then again, you switched up and you took the step to get out of your comfort zone, to meet other people, see new countries, see new places. So that's really, really cool that, that you would be able to, able to do that, to get out of your comfort zone and again, find a new experience and learn from it.
Yeah. It's nice to hear like your few, how to call it when you say it, your summary about it. Like, in a way, I know. And I guess, I don't know, I'm a bit shy. I could share more things. I have a lot of stories and deep things. I'm maybe a little bit shy, maybe... I don't know. Maybe I talk too much or I overshare sometimes. I don't know. As I said, I don't know where this conversation can go. And it was mostly me talking, which is weird. I feel like, maybe, I don't know. It's just how it went. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess that this is what I can share, and what I have to offer is, I don't know, tell people that, help people see that something bad, something really bad happening, because we can see some things as really bad, doesn't mean that it's the end, you know? And we always have the opportunity to change. We have this free will, you know? Like, yes, things happen to us. A lot of things can happen to us that we don't like, but we always have this free will and the chance to change something, you know? It's not easy, I can understand. For me, I'm sure it was really... The fact that I started when I was 20-something, it was helpful because I was young and brave. And I'm still brave today because I was brave back then. But I also met older people on the way. And my travels also helped me see... Like, I met so many people, so many ages, so many circumstances, so many different lives, which at one point thought, I don't know, most of them had like something happened to them, something hurtful happened to them, and they started to travel, and it changes you, you know? In a way in which you never know how it changes you, but it helps you, it helps give you a different perspective, maybe. And what I want to say is that I don't think it's ever too late to choose to do something for yourself. Something, I don't know, that you want. Something soothing, something fun, something, I don't know. For me, it was always searching for myself and finding peace. I guess this was, I didn't know at the beginning. I didn't know like, I'm going to go and find peace. And I was like, I don't know. I'm searching for something. I don't know what. And I feel that this was always how I saw things. I don't know what I'm looking for, but I would like to do that or go there. And I feel that that place or that experience can help me in a way with how I feel. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's intuition. I don't know the name of it. I still don't know what I'm looking for and still don't know where my life is going. I just trust, and I guess I trust myself and I trust the process. Recently, I went I felt like the same as I told you when I wanted to go to Norway. I wanted to see the Northern Lights. I went up north in Norway, and I didn't see the sun for like 2 months, and I wanted this experience. I don't want to go and sit in the dark all day. I wanted to feel that I'm in the cold and in the darkness and cold. That's mm-hmm. what I felt. I felt that putting myself in that experience will help me in a way. I didn't know how. Mm. It was weird. I went to a place where I didn't see the sun for 2 months. It was minus 40 outside. It was freezing. But I wanted to, and it helped me. I don't know how, but something within me changed in a good way. And then this year, in September, like 2 months ago, I decided, I think I would like to go to the desert. I would like to have a desert experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I took some time off. I searched online. I talked to my friend, ChatGPT, and asked him, I told him, I want to go to the desert, but I don't want to go to a place where everyone goes. I want that remote place where nobody gets to. And I did some research, and I found a place I would like to go in Morocco. And I found someone who offers tours in that area. And I went there and I hiked in the desert for 4 days. Wild camping. It's changed me in a way in which I remember when before we left, the guy told me that the desert helps you accept everything. That's how the tour started. And wild camping in the desert, the water that we had was the water that the camels took. There was no permanent site. We was just sleeping under the stars. It humbles you in a way in which, like, for example, even drinking water was, filled me up with gratitude, you know? It was a very deep experience for me. I don't know why I want to do what I want to do, but deep down I know that that kind of experience will help me in a way. And it did. And it did. And that's how I go through life. I have an idea. I trust that it comes not from something that I want, like, I don't know. It's honest. It's an honest how can I call it? It's from an honest place where I know that I want to, become more aware. Less reactive, more at peace, more compassionate towards other people, because this is something that also helped me within my meditation.
Yeah, then it sounds like you have a sense of kind of intuition of like which experiences could maybe help you with that, like the...
And this, I think this is also because, as I said, my main, I trust it because my main interest is, evolution, in a way in which I said I want to be more aware, more compassionate, more balanced, and I want to... maybe help other people. Again, sounds like I'm putting myself somewhere above. I don't want to do that. But what I do in my meditation practice, I go for this meditation is like, it's for free. Nobody has to pay for it. I'm sure maybe you heard about it. It's called Vipassana. There are centers all over the world. And the idea behind it is that you go there, you sit for 10 days, you just meditate for 10 days. At the end, there are no costs. Like if you want to pay something, you can, whatever you give is for the benefit of other people, people who are there, who are the teachers, the servers, people who cook, everyone is a volunteer there. And I go there as a volunteer as well. And the idea is like, behind it is that you benefit, and by serving, you help other people benefit as well. You know, so that's the way in which I want to help. I don't consider myself, I'm not enlightened, I'm not free of misery, I'm not, I don't know. I have my own experience, which I'm happy to share. I'm happy if, I don't know, if it can inspire someone, it can help someone in any way. And yeah, I would like to see more people happy and more people trusting themselves and more people at peace and so forth. I would like to see other people feel how I feel when I'm happy, you know? And I'm happy more than I was before. Even though life is imperfect, I don't have, you know, I'm just happy with what I have. And I would like to see other people like this as well.
Yeah, that's a beautiful message.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for sharing a little bit about your story, about your life, and the beautiful experiences you had.
Thank you. I don't know what I said. I didn't have anything scripted. I didn't prepare myself in any way. I just rambled whatever came to mind and whatever I was ready to share. Because as I said, I think I have a lot more to say, but I'm just sometimes opening up is not my best trait.
Yeah, I didn't notice that today. So
yeah, so yeah, there's a lot more, but yeah,
maybe for another time.
Yeah, for another time, maybe one. Yeah, thank you for this.
Yeah.
I hope your podcast go on and reaches many people, because I'm sure a lot of people have good stories to say, or it even helps just to say whatever you have to say, you know. And it's nice that you're doing it, and everybody wants to be heard. So the fact that you're doing this is really nice and helpful. And I wish you success on your journey.
Yeah, thank you. That's very kind of you. Yeah, I also wish you all the best. And I hope you can, I mean, how long? I guess you've already been a long time now back in Romania, right? Or not?
I came in this year in April, something like that.
Okay, yeah.
It's the longest I stayed in one place last 3 years.
Go ahead.
So the last few years I didn't stay more than 3 months in one country, so this is a breakthrough.
Then as you mentioned, I hope you can find a stability back in your life again.
I think it is. I'm sure it is. I found it. It was just me seeing. It was just a perspective thing, seeing things. Because sometimes we think things have to be a certain way for us to be happy, like have certain criteria. But if we just take a step back and try to see the good things, because there are more good things than bad things happening. We're just used to focusing on the bad things.
Yeah.
Life is better than we think it is.
Yeah, it's indeed usually the bad things that are on the news and yeah, being talked about.
Yeah. It helps sometimes to take a step back and see, hey, what are the good things? And they will come, and they're just there when you look out the window, like the trees and the birds.
Mm.
It can be as simple as that.
Yeah. Yeah, that can be very, very easy to forget when you're, you know, have your listening to your music, running to the train to get to work on time. I forgot to look around and see some of the beauty that's in the world.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Thank you once again. And then okay. I'm gonna head out.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Have a good day. Take care. Bye. Bye.